The painting, The Death of Marat, or my preferred title would be Marat at His Last Breath, which has always been an alternative title for the picture, was painted by the French neoclassical painter Jacques-Louis David between July and October of 1793. It is a very famous work of art, but it's actually the second in a series, or in an intended series, of pictures of revolutionary martyrs that Marat was working on that year. The three were intended. The first two were completed between January and March of 1793. And then there was a gap. Jean-Paul Marat was assassinated in July of that year. And the second of the paintings was delivered in early October in time for various state ceremonials, political ceremonials connected with his death. The third of the paintings, The Death of Marat, never got beyond the initial planning stage and certainly never completed as a canvas. It's the only surviving one of the three because Le Peletier, who was a ex-officer in the Royal Army who'd changed sides and who had voted for the death of Louis XVI in the National Convention, the painting of Le Peletier was bought by his daughter. And she kept it hidden throughout the entire 19th century. And when she died, I think sometime in the 1880s, her sort of last act was to burn this painting of her father, which she regarded as a kind of slur on the family honour because of his involvement in revolutionary violence. So it's the death of Marat, as we see it, is a fragment. And this is a theme which I may come back to several times, but it's a fragment of a larger project and of a larger cult of death and martyrdom within French Revolutionary government. The painting itself depicts an idealized account of how Jean-Paul Marat looked in the moments after his death, or as the alternative title says, at his last breath, the moment of his actual dying, the moment of the sort of the threat that he stands on the threshold or sits on the threshold between life and death. The material facts of the picture are that Marat's naked upper torso is visible. He's sitting in what would have been called a slipper bath or a foot bath, so a fairly small wooden tub in which he would have had to sit with his kind of knees up to his chest, which had been lined with a bath sheet because obviously it's made out of wood, and he has a piece of board covered in green baize fabric balanced across the top of his bath so he can continue to work while he's in the bath. Marat suffered from psoriasis, which is a very debilitating and painful skin condition, and this particularly affected him in the summer. And his mistress would keep baths full of calamine, which is a kind of a sort of anaesthetic and anti-inflammatory preparation, ready for him because the heat in Paris at that time of year was unbearable to him. The space in which we see Marat in his bath is very simple. It's completely undecorated. In fact, it's less decorated than we believe the original space of Marat's bedroom or bathroom where he was murdered to be. The only piece of furniture visible other than the bath itself is a hint of a simple wooden chair behind Marat's head and a packing case which is being used as a sort of side table to hold a quill and an inkwell and various pieces of correspondence, which is pressed hard up against the side of the bathtub, but also the front face of that packing case becomes kind of the picture plane. It becomes the front edge of the pictorial space itself, and it's inscribed with a memorial, as if it were a tombstone or something similar, a monument which says "À Marat, to Marat, David." And then right at the bottom of the packing case, in much smaller letters, it says En tout, year two, from the French Revolutionary calendar, which was intended to replace the Georgian, was it Julian? The Julian calendar. But David also put the Roman date of 1793 in the opposite corner. So again, it's a painting which is in many ways situated on a boundary of all sorts of things, a boundary between the historical past of France and French culture and a revolutionary future, between one dating system and another, between life and death. So it's very much a picture which deals in moments of change and moments of transition.